way down deep inside of me. And it breaks my heart.
Hey.
And it breaks my heart.
Yeah. Get paid a pretty penny for my thoughts. I'm hard away with grandma, I'm hot. They only care about a nigga when he handled a rap, or when he dishing a pair, or when he gripping the steer. Bailing out my brother, tell the lawyer, get the appeal. With a flick of the pen, write the check and he out. 2 years
What's
later,
up, people? Welcome to the Cold World Podcast. I'm doing this one. I'm not at home. I'm not back in Oakland. I'm actually still in Chicago. I'm at my auntie's house. I call this my baby auntie. She's my daddy's youngest sister, and she is one of my best friends. She is my homie. So you might hear a lot of things in the background. She also has an amazing son. He's autistic. A lot of people don't know. My first career was as a social worker, but I worked with autistic children for about 5 years. The reason why, he's a big reason why I got really deep into work with autistic kids. So a lot of folks don't know where that motivation came from. But that's why I ended up specializing in that. And so you might hear a lot of things in the background. I don't know. Sometimes TV gets loud because little homie's watching TV. And that's how he likes to watch it. And that's his house. But I was going to wait till I got home to just drop the podcast about the trip. And there's a lot of things that happened. And I think I still will do that. But it's New Year's Eve. I'm not a big party dude. I'm actually in the house just chilling right now. I've never been a big party dude, but this is the time of year where you start to see on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter the whole new year, new me. I'm leaving all this here and I'm doing this. And, you know, folks say these things a lot, or you see people in the gym, you know, the first week of January, and the regular gym goers stop going for about 2 or 3 weeks. This is their little vacation because it's so packed. And then, you know, towards the end of the month, it kind of gets back to normal. But how about we take a different approach? I've never been really a person for resolutions. I just don't believe in them. I don't think that they have enough teeth to really be meaningful for people. So every year I tend to review my goals that I set for the year. But I just wanted to share something that I feel is just more powerful than a resolution. Now, resolutions can come out of this. This is something you can do any time of the year, but I wanted to really just share my process with people. And you ain't gotta do it, but if you do, let me know how it goes, and I can share mine with you. I think, so first, you gotta start with the purpose for your life. My job uses the term vision a lot, but purpose, vision, whatever you wanna call it, start there. Think about what you want your space in the world to be. So a good question, if you don't know what your purpose is like, what do I want to leave the world, right? Or what do I want to leave my family? What do I want my life to look like 20 years from now or 10 years from now or anything like that? You know, my purpose is it's really vague to some folks, but I've really narrowed it down for myself. But I want to leave more in the world than I've taken from it. I've taken a lot from it. I really want to be a beacon of light for folks that grew up the way that I did and just didn't have a lot of opportunity to be able to have that type of opportunity. So it's led me to make the decisions that I've made. It's led me to be a social worker. It's led me to work at a nonprofit that gets kids in and through college. It's led me to work with teachers and so on and so forth, right? My steps are guided by that. But then we break that down one more step, and what are the goals and steps that need to happen so that I know I'm on my way there, right? So now that you've asked yourself what you want to leave the world, or you've kind of figured out, or you are on the path to thinking about what you want your purpose or vision to be, then it's like, well, what needs to happen if it's what I want to see in 20 years? What needs to happen in 10 years? And then what needs to happen in 5? What needs to happen in 1 year? You know, what needs to happen at 6 months? Or where should I be at the 3 month mark? Where should I be at the end of the month? Where should I be at the end of the week? And if I know what I need to do at the end of the week, what do I need to do by the end of today, of tomorrow, right? It's really breaking down something that's kind of high in the clouds around what your vision or your purpose is, but breaking down real goals. So if mine is to be able to work with as many young people that grew up in a similar situation that I did, I would tend to look at that and say, all right, well, I currently work here. Is this the job where I'm touching as many young people as I can to make that impact? Do I need to be moving forward? Do I need to be doing X, Y, and Z? Am I as effective in that job as I need to be? Then it's like, okay, well, what do I want to be doing in that job in 6 months from now or 1 year from now? Okay, I know what I want to do 6 months from now. What do I need to do by the end of the month? All right. And then that leads into the final question. Now that you've kind of set these things and what these goals are, the next question is, well, how can I invest in myself? Like, how can I make myself better? The one thing that always has to happen is you have to bet on yourself. If you're not willing to bet on yourself and make an investment in yourself, then nobody else will. No one ever will. So how do you do that? How do I do that? So let me give you an example of how this is better than a resolution. So somebody may say, I want to lose weight in 2015. And so I'm going to go to the gym. And that's what they start doing. But because it's not really backed by a strong vision or a strong sense of purpose, it tends to fizzle out. It tends to lose its pizzazz. And you stop going to that gym. You stop eating the way in which you were supposed to eat, and you continue to gain weight. And then what happens is we get into December 2015, and it's the 30th, and you on Instagram again talking about, hey, new year, new me. I'm leaving all that old stuff behind in 2015. But if it's saying my purpose, well, I want to be around a long time for my family that I love so I can add value and watch my daughter grow up and have children. And I can be a grandfather. The thing is, I know that I'm 45 pounds overweight. And in order to be able to hit that goal, what I need to do is I need to live a healthier lifestyle so I can be here for my daughter, so I can play with my grandchildren. Well, what I do think is manageable is, okay, I can change my diet and restock my refrigerator and restock my shelves by the end of January. And I can make sure by the end of January I have a regime where I'm eating healthier. And I will go out and I'm going to make sure that I'm doing the proper exercises that I need to do so that I can be here for my grandchild. Well, okay, well, how do I do that? Well, I need to invest in myself. So how do I make that investment? Because I don't really know how to necessarily lose weight. So what I might do is I'm going to spend time and I'm going to speak to a nutritionist. I'm going to speak to my doctor. And I'm going to speak to somebody at a gym to get on a real program. It might cost me a little bit of money, but you know what? I want to be here to be able to meet and see and spoil my grandbabies. You see how that's tied to something a bit deeper? Like, there's a vision there. There are goals and steps there. And then there's an active question around how I invest in myself. Now, don't that mean a little bit more than a resolution? I don't know. Maybe you feel like it's the same thing. I don't. I never rock that way. But I'm enjoying Chicago. I enjoyed going to Paducah, Kentucky. I will be back home sometime after the new year. I'm coming back. I'm flying back on New Year's Day. But I wanted to welcome everybody into 2015 in the best way I know how. So I'll share these things on Instagram and what this could kind of look like and how I look at those things. So with that being said, God bless. Be safe. I'm looking forward to doing a regular size show when I get back. And I holler it in. Peace.
I carried a cross, a Virgin Mary had an abortion. I still be carried in a chariot by stampeding horses. Had to bring it back to New York. I'm happy that the streets is back in New York. For you rappers, I carried a cross. I carried a cross, a Virgin Mary had an abortion. I still be carried in a chariot by stampeding horses. I had to bring it back to New York. I'm happy that the streets is back in New York. For you rappers, I carried a cross. Y'all can keep y'all weak beats from your corny producers. There's a new king in the streets. You're gonna get used to. I was the old kid.
king in the streets that y'all once hated, but now I reinvented myself and y'all all waited. Nas, N-A-S me, niggas against society. Noisy, I ain't, I silently. Noose all surrounding me, I hang them, I string them up. Ain't no thing, I just drop them to which doctor you copped and you locked in. It ain't what it was, I changed it up from that pop.